Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, May 7th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Super Terra meets Terra Astros. Let's take a listen.
Excellent. So, yeah, happy to get kicked off. So, as always, I always start with a thank you to Terra Spaces, who do an incredible job of recording so many spaces within the Terra world. And they will absolutely clean this up and put this out for consumption afterwards. I always record these as well for people that can't join us live, because we're obviously in different parts of the world. It's different times of day and night. So for me, the start of a busy weekend, but very exciting. So Terra Astros, due to mint in a few days' time on Nowhere Art, join me for really kind of an open discussion around the project. Also an opportunity for anyone listening. You can either step up, request to speak, or by all means, send me a DM on Twitter, or drop comments on the invite feed, or indeed in the Discord as well. And we'll look to kind of cover the questions. So I think to kick things off, be really great to get a bit of an overview from the team. We're joined by Hassan and another member of the team as well. Obviously, Terra Astros is a kind of space themed project on Terra. 1,888 pieces due to mint on Nowhere Art. Be great to hear from you guys and sort of kind of kick things off. Give me a little bit about, you know, the background, the idea behind the project, and a little bit about who you are.
Okay, so first I want to go with thanking you, Superterra, for giving us this opportunity to speak up and introduce our project. And also, I want to thank everyone for being here and listening to us. So I'm Hassan. I'm the co-founder of Terra Astros. I am a computer engineer student. I've been trading and in crypto market since 2 years. And we came this year and we decided to launch our own project on Terra Luna. Our teammate, Bashar, is going to speak from our Twitter space, from our Twitter account. You can go ahead, Bashar, and introduce for the people our project.
So, hey, everyone. Hey, Superterra. First of all, I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak up and introduce you to our project. So I'll be starting by introducing myself, and then I'll introduce you to our project. So this is Bashar. I'm a senior petroleum engineering student. I also have four plus years of experience in the F&B industry, and I do work for a company in the Middle East. I also started collecting and trading NFTs in the mid of 2021. I'm also a member of the Terra Assets project. One little thing, I talk a little bit fast, so if I went fast, just stop me and let me cool down. So in this project, we decided to create the first lottery DAO, where every weekly DAO holder will get the chance to win free NFTs chosen by the community. So Terra Astros' main goal is to create the first NFT DAO collector on Terra Luna. So we'll be creating an NFT DAO collector where different NFTs from different projects on the Terra Luna blockchain will be purchased and stored in this NFT treasury. The weekly prizes, which will be in the form of NFTs, will be taken from this collector based on the voting process of our community that will happen on our Discord server. Also, the holders will have the chance to decide the future of our project, since they're the ones that will vote on the way the treasury is going to be funded. Now, I'll go and introduce you to the stake-to-win concept that we came up with, and we are implementing it in our project. So each Astro NFT is simply one entry in our lottery, which is basically a weekly giveaway for life. So simply, once you mint an Astro, this means that you're buying a free ticket for all the lottery events for the rest of time, all from the very beginning. So once the NFT holder stakes his or her NFT on our website, he or she will have the chance to enter the weekly lottery and win prizes in the form of NFTs, as I said before. And these NFTs, as I said before, will be chosen from the collector based on the voting process that will happen. We'll have two winners weekly. The holders will have the chance to return on their investment in just one giveaway. With the supply being low and the number of holders also being low, every holder will get the chance to win big and return on his or her investment. One more thing I want to add is that 30% of the income that will be generated from these secondary sales will go straight forward for the and enter the staking pool. I just want to mention some of the economics. The NFT supply will be 1,888 Astro NFT, and the minting price will be $80, which is equivalent to 80 USD. We'll be launching our project on Nowhere Launchpad, and the minting date will be in 5 days, which is 12 May 2022. For all who were interested in our project, please do hit the follow button on the Twitter account and do join our colony on Discord in order to know more about the project, ask more about the project, and become one of our family. I want to re-thank SuperTerra for giving us this chance to speak up and introduce you to our project. I want to thank the audience for their patience. Hassan and I will be more than happy to answer all your questions or our animus conception that happened. So thanks a lot another time. SuperTerra, the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. I think you've already taken about three or four of my questions, which is absolutely brilliant. So I was going to ask you a little bit more about how the lottery and the staking works. I think for me, probably the first question I'd like to pose, and by the way, I think it's really good, the idea of a perpetual lottery that's actually based around NFTs, because I think ultimately that's what drew me in to, if you like, the unique proposition that you're offering versus other projects. So I guess my first question, and you kind of touched upon it a little bit, you mentioned you got into NFTs in 2021. Why particularly are you looking at the Terra blockchain to start this project?
First, we decided to go with Terra blockchain because we believe that this blockchain is still a gem in the cryptocurrency space. The NFT space didn't get much hype here. We are still in the beginning. Everyone is still early in the Terra NFTs. Also, we are essentially betting on the future of this Terra NFTs. We are betting large on this blockchain, since our DAO will hold a lot of this NFTs and will hold a lot of blue chips on Terra Luna. Plus, our theme of astronauts suits the theme of Terra Luna. You know, Terra Luna is on space and it's the moon and we are going to colonize it. That's it.
Fantastic. And I think the art style is quite quirky. I like the different representations that I've seen, particularly the kind of nod to mutants and the kind of wrecked facilities as well. You've got a lot of different ideas there. How are you initially, because obviously the project launches mints on the 12th of May, I think, as you've already said, 1,888 pieces. Your initial NFT lotteries, do you have some NFTs already, or is the intention that post-mint you'll obviously be going out and using the initial funds to purchase them from the market? I just wondered kind of how things will begin.
Yeah. So we are going to use the funds from buying our NFTs. 70% of the mint will go to this DAO. And using this DAO, we are going to separate the 70% in many ways. Some will go to investments to keep buying NFTs. Some will directly go to start buying NFTs and start our NFT treasury. Also, after our launch, we are going to launch the Web 3.0 platform where the holders can enter our website and stake their NFTs to enter the lottery. So it's every, you know, that our project using DAO, since we are a DAO project, then the community is the one which controls everything in the DAO, what we are going to purchase, our future plans, even on our roadmap, the community will decide many things.
Excellent. And with that in mind, obviously anyone obviously listening, particularly members of the community that are already engaged, please do feel free to press the request button, and we'll look to get through some questions, you know, once we've done our kind of initial discussion. Something else I'm always interested in with Project, I think is you've got a brilliant setup there for the initial mint and a really good perpetual lottery system. What are your plans for follow-up activities? I know you talk about a sort of Gen 2 mint. Are you able to share a little bit of detail on plans for that?
Yeah, sure. I want to share about the Generation 2 mint. So basically, our funds from the Generation 1, it's at certain time, it's going to decrease a lot. And we want this DAO to still working. So our idea behind the Generation 2 mint is to create a lottery system on a blockchain where we sell tickets to enter the lottery, plus the holders will get always percentage from selling any tickets. That's a little bit of our idea. We still have a lot of time to reach the last thing in our roadmap, which is Generation 2 mint, but it's going to be more lottery-based. Now we are a lottery DAO, but actually what we are doing now, we are just giving giveaways, weekly giveaways. But later on, it's going to be a real lottery built on the blockchain with the Generation 2 mint.
Excellent. And something else that always interests me is you've got some really good link ups with some of your pre-mint activities. What sort of plans have you got post-mint in terms of collaboration with other projects and any kind of areas that you can share that you're planning to develop going forward?
After mint, we are going to try to collaborate with the Galactic Punks. Since we are going, the first thing we are going to do is to purchase a Galactic Punk and add it to our treasury, since we believe that's it's the blue chip of Terra NFTs. And after it, we are going in our roadmap. We want to start achieving the things we said we are going to do in our roadmap. So in phase two, directly after the mint, top 10 holders and a few random assholes will receive airdrop of legendary NFTs, the 101 NFTs. We want to thank our whales, and the random astros will get the chance to get get a 101 NFTs. Plus, after mint, we are going to release the rarity, and Terra Astros will launch in major marketplaces.
Excellent. And something else I'm really interested in is how, I know we touched upon this a little bit, but how the staking side of the project will work in terms of yield generating NFTs. It'd be good to understand a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So basically, we want to create a staking platform with the developers. We are in contact with them now. Our staking is going to be about locking the NFT, not only staking it. Like, you can lock your NFT for 1 week or 1 month, and whenever you are locking this NFT, you are entering a lottery. Plus, 30% of 30% of the secondary sales are going to be added to the staking pool. Also, we have different plans. Our DAO is going to vote on it, on how we are going to fund this pool so they can earn from staking our NFTs and entering the lottery in the same time.
Excellent. And just to sort of let other listeners know, I did actually pull someone up to the stage that they requested, but they seem to have dropped off. Please do try again. Sometimes Twitter can do this to us. I think it's good technology, but not always stable technology. So please do feel free to press the request button again, and we'll get you up to the stage. So I mean, in terms of the art style, tell me a little bit more about. Obviously, you talked about the space and absolutely the ambitions of the Terra Luna, the moon emojis and so on. But I actually quite like the cartoon style of the art. It'd be good to sort of understand a little bit more about the art style and the plans.
Yeah. So we decided to go with the astronauts idea. Since our astros, our idea, that our utility is to give our community a chance to win a new NFTs from Terra Luna and to join new communities. So our idea from Astronauts that each week from our calling, the Astros is going in expeditions in Terra Luna space, and they are going to search for the best NFTs for the holders and to bring back prizes to the colony. From this idea, we came with the concept of Astronauts, and we came from the of the concept of lottery and everything. Sorry, Terra, Super Terra, can you? Okay, is in. Astro is our founder.
Excellent. I know you tried to join before, and
yeah, I don't know what happened.
Twitter rugged you, but great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Perfectly said, Hassan. Thank you for hosting us. Thank you for Terra Spaces, and thank you for Nowhere Marketplace for having us and the opportunity to launch with them. So, yeah, you asked a very good question about sustainability. And that question was in the first thing that came in mind when doing this idea. So really looked into collector DAOs and how they work, and we found that it's the better model to have this collector DAO is to take the big chunk of the treasury and basically invest it with the help of our DAO members, and especially with the help of financial advisors, which we're talking with someone, a financial advisor. And yeah, that, and as Hassan said, the Generation 2 Mint will help a lot, not only increasing our treasury, increasing our rewards too. You know, with a bigger treasury, bigger investment, we can scale on the treasury and the investments we already have, and we can scale on the prizes we already will give.
And I guess the key, as I often find with many projects, is how sustained that is. And I think for what you just said there, you're looking at, obviously there's an element of the right purchases. Will you be looking as a DAO-led project to be essentially, I guess, highlighting the NFTs that perhaps are growing quickly? Will you be also be looking to trade in the market to boost treasury funds? Is that part of the plan as well?
Yes, so that thing is also in mind. So we're trying to find a sweet spot between buying some blue chips NFTs, because it costs a lot, and that will drain our treasury if we consistently buy blue chips, and we'll always have to look for new funds and new ways to fund that cannot be sustainable. So kind of a sweet spot between blue chips and huge potential blue chips we've already seen, like Terra Zombies and some great projects coming soon. So I think we're going to find a sweet spot like we already have in mind. And that we coupled with, some mints we can do as a DAO. And we're actually thinking about starting trading or flipping task force in our DAO. So that will consist of also our DAO members, experienced DAO members, and voted on. And so they can use part of the treasury to flip NFTs.
That's excellent. I love that. So that's essentially giving members a really powerful voice to help grow the collective wallet of the whole project. Something else I'd be just interested to explore, and we do have our first questioner up, so we'll get them up shortly. So thank you, Journey to 24. Good to see you here as always. And I've joined a number of my spaces, and it's always appreciated. But in terms of obviously you've got that primary focus on Terra, which is fantastic, and my name gives a huge clue to the fact that I'm very much a huge fan of the Terra space, and it is a favourite of mine. But I'm just interested to see if you're also looking at, particularly for your treasury, would you consider NFTs on other chains?
Yes, basically on our roadmap in the last phase four, we said that we are going in cross-chain integration. So our main focus is going to stay on blue chip NFTs on Terra Luna. But if we saw a good opportunity buy from other chains, we are going to add it to our treasury. Like OKBs on Solana from 2 weeks and many good mints, we can add it to the treasury and benefit our investments in treasury from it.
Excellent. And thank you as well for putting up the roadmap. For those that are listening now, the Astro's roadmap is available as a pinned aspect of the space. Really good to have, you know, very very healthy number of folks from the project on. I think that always helps as well. In terms of we do have our first speaker up. So if you guys are feeling brave, we can give Journey to 24 an opportunity to ask some questions of the project.
Hello, guys. Hope you're having a good day.
Hello.
Yeah, very good.
So, my first question. So I listened to what you said from the beginning of the space, and I believe your approach to DAO treasury is great. So in that context, I have a question on that. So since you are planning to give away like one NFT every week, so what are the plans for you to put brakes on the DAO treasury drainage of the funds? Because suppose we are in the DAO and it's more or less like you'll be spending about 5 to 10 Luna per week. So to counterattack that, how would you approach into that? Will this be a decision taken by the founders and the team, or the voting done by the DAO? And my second question is in relation to the second minting that you are going to do, what significance that the Genesis mint would have?
Yeah, so great question. So to start things off about the giving away part. So in terms of blue chips, I don't think the DAO will accept to give away blue chips because obviously it's a blue chip. But I think with a lot of mints going on in Terra space, we can do a lot of minting and giving away. So that is basically the main point. And another main point that is important to mention is the giveaway itself is gonna be, it's gonna consist of two prizes, one of which will be the grandest, or you know, the valuable one, and the second one will be kind of a sweet spot between kind of a cheap NFT, but you know, with also the huge potential one.
Also, I want to add something. We are going to use also the third-party giveaways. You know, when we do some collaborations with the projects, we can tell them that we have a lottery. If they want to reach their project for more lunatics, so they can also offer us an NFT to give in our weekly lottery. So we are also going to use third-party giveaways.
Thank you, guys. I think you have put a lot of thought into this, and sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. And I think we still have the second part of the question, which is the Generation 2 mint, I believe.
If you have put some thought into it, that would be really helpful.
Yeah, exactly. So the Generation 2 mint will kickstart, as Hassan said, kickstart our real lottery, which we're going to do, which we planned on doing, but we figured that we would be better off to start with this model of giveaways and then expand and scale on it. So one important key factor in our lottery we had already in mind is something called the Astro Smart Ticket, which will be deployed in the Road 2 map, Roadmap 2.0, sorry. So this Astro Smart Ticket is gonna be the, it's gonna kickstart the, as I said, the regulatory element of the DAO. So this Astro Smart Ticket is what will we believe revolutionize the how lottery works, since you're essentially selling a ticket which consists of a smart ticket which can always be in use. That's the that's the revolutionary part of the ticket. This ticket, if paid or if sold, or sorry, if sold in the metaverse, for example, like we already have proposals to do that. These tickets can be held in someone's wallet, and then be used again in different ways. For example, if someone holds like 10 tickets or 15 tickets, they can burn that ticket, 15 tickets, and get an NFT prize instead. So even if you lose, you can still have the opportunity to use your tickets. So that is what we're going for in Roadmap 2.0, and that Generation 2 will kickstart all of that. And plus it will scale our giveaways too. So as I said, with the funds from Generation 2 Mint, we'll have more money to invest, and the cycle goes on.
Hope we answered, we meet your questions, the requirements.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that. I think you have put a lot of thought into your project, and you seem to be on the right track. Great.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Someone have any question, don't be shy, just go up and speak. We are here to answer anything.
Absolutely, and I was going to say the same thing. Thank you, Journey to 24. And I really like the sound of the Astro Smart Ticket and the idea of multiple utilities, because I think one of the biggest opportunities any project can develop is having multiple uses, multiple phases. And I think you've really thought very deeply about way beyond that initial mint, which I think is really powerful and important. I did have a speaker step up, and I know sometimes Twitter does this to us. I accepted them, and then they seem to drop off the call. I can't see them on the list now. But anyone who wants to step up and speak, don't be shy. We don't bite. It's a friendly, informal chat. Please just press the request button, and we'd love to hear more from you. And also thank you to Journey to 24 for some really good, insightful questions there. In terms of something I often like to ask as well, was I think you've touched upon it, particularly Hassan at the start, kind of your background in terms of getting into crypto more generally. It'd be really interesting to hear perhaps a little bit more about that. And also in terms of it's always a tricky one, so feel free not to answer. But other projects that you admire, not necessarily in the Terra space, but obviously ideally so. Just good to kind of hear your thoughts, really. So kind of your journey into crypto, and also the kind of projects that have inspired you.
So the project that inspired us is Flamingo DAO. If you check the Flamingo DAO, it's a collector DAO that started in 2017. And inside this treasury, they have 200 galactic, 200 CryptoPunks. They have 200 mutant bake, and they have the most blue chips of Ethereum NFTs. So we decided to do the same, since we believe in the Terra NFTs, and we are betting large on this NFTs on this blockchain. So we see ourselves in like 2 or 3 years ahead. Our DAO will really hold the best blue chips, and we think we are going to be the same as this Flamingo DAO. And I'm also going to give the speak to Astro. He is going to say something about it also. He's about his journey and something like that.
Yeah, so the kind of NFTs that I love is the utility base, obviously. So Donut Shop NFT was a great inspiration for me, since they're using the NFT technology to create something, to create a real life. They created a real life donut shop, which gives their holders a 1 year of donut supply, I believe. So yeah, they have been a really big inspiration for me. So this inspiration of using some the real utility behind the NFTs technology, and we came up with a lottery idea, which I talked about, the Astro Smart Ticket. But you know, we wanted to expand on that further when we have the right funds to do so. But essentially, it's a kind of a low capital based idea, but with a huge potential. So yeah, they've been a big, really big inspiration for me to do so.
Excellent. And I love the story of Flamingo DAO. I mean, that is absolutely ginormous in terms of where it is now, but actually at the time that they started that idea, very much something that was, that never been done before. And I think as well, and obviously I'm biased, but I think the Terra space is very early in terms of what we're doing here. And I think starting this type of idea now in 2022, potentially we'll be looking back in 3 or 4 years at a substantially enhanced space in terms of not just the number and opportunity, but hopefully the overall capital size and value. So I think that's really exciting. And I actually always admire projects that look at what's gone before and then look at how they could innovate on it. So thank you both for sharing that. I'll put out another sort of request to the audience. Do feel free to message. Also, happy if this often happens on my spaces, if you want to just, you know, DM a question to me, that's absolutely fine. Or indeed as a response on the thread that we have for the live spaces, always welcome those questions. So feel free to do so. Otherwise, happy to hand to the team really for any other alpha shares that we haven't covered already. Anything that's in the pipeline that we should be looking out for post mint, and otherwise we'll look to sort of bring things to a close in a few minutes' time.
Yeah, exactly. So as I said, Flamingo DAO was such a big inspiration for us. So really, as soon as we saw what's going on with the Terra NFT spaces and the innovation going on and such cool launchpad as No Here, really, they've been innovating and what Luart in the beginning did. So we saw the Terra NFT spaces and we thought, yeah, that's the next type. That's the next, you know, that's the next NFT hype is going on, So as we've seen, as fast as we've seen the space, we thought we really have to do that. We really have to, you know, create this collector DAO to be part of take advantage of that potential going on this space.
So we aim to be the biggest whale in the Terra NFTs.
Yeah, put simply, yeah.
It's a good ambition. I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I think, and I always remind people of this, that the Terra space for NFTs is really only, even now in May, just under probably 9 months since the first of those major projects. You know, Galactic Punks minted at the start of October. Back end of September, I think it was. No, it was. It was the start of October. And here we are in May. And the other one that I always like to remind people of is Bored Apes Yacht Club, you know, substantial project, global reach and awareness, only minted last April. So, ambitions are great. And in this space, in crypto, you know, 2 or 3 months is like a lifetime in the the non-crypto world. So reach for those stars, and I think the ambition of the project is absolutely fantastic. We've had a couple of people step up, request and then drop off. I don't know if there's a problem. It does sometimes happen on Twitter Spaces. Please do try again if you're having issues. Great to see some familiar faces as well who've been on previous AMAs. Do also feel free to step forward and ask questions. Otherwise, as I say, we'll look to bring it to a close in the next couple of minutes. Any last thoughts from the panel in terms of, I guess, this is a great opportunity to obviously get messages across. I will obviously reinforce that the Mint goes live on Nowhere Art on the 12th of May, so only in a few days' time. It's an opportunity to own one of 1,888 pieces of the first generation Terra Astro's collection, and also it essentially is your perpetual lottery ticket to have an opportunity to win NFTs on a very regular basis. Also, the project's aims and passions are all centered around building a very solid DAO backed by a number of blue chip NFTs, and also working on a kind of a Gen 2 opportunity to allow use of a staking smart ticket that you can actually collect an exchange for NFTs, or use to obviously increase your opportunities with the regular lotteries. But I think most important to all of this, and I always say this, is the community side. And I think ultimately this is a project started, obviously the team is all here, but it ultimately it will be owned and the future direction voted on and inspired by the community that supports it. So I wish you guys well, and really look forward to seeing the Mint and indeed post-mint activities. It'd be great to do a follow-up at some point once it's all up and running. And certainly I'll be looking with great interest as we get towards the 12th. So I'm not seeing any more hands up. Really appreciate everyone sort of popping along to the space, and I'll just give, as always, I always give my guests the chance to do the kind of final remarks, and then we'll look to wrap up.
Thank you, Super Terra, for accepting us in this space. We are looking forward for the Mint. We are looking forward to the things also we are going to do after the Mint. We love to give our communities NFTs and introduce them to the Terra space. Also, a lot of our community members, they don't know about Terra NFTs before, and they also don't know about Terra Luna in general. So we are helping a lot in our community, how to set up the wallet, how to start in this space, and I hope many, many people could come and join this amazing blockchain and amazing space in Terra Luna NFTs. So I want to thank everyone for being here with us. I want to thank everyone for listening for us. And if anyone have any problem in is being rocked, he can't request and ask us a question, you can just DM me in private, or you can just text us on Discord or on Twitter. We are really here to help anyone wants to know about our project. I want to thank you, Terra Space, also for recording this. Thank you, guys. Thank everyone.
I want to thank Super Terra for hosting us. I want to thank Terra Spaces for recording this chat, this call. And I want to thank all the audience for their patience and for all their questions. As Hassan said, we're always available to help you. Please do send us all your questions. And thanks a lot another time. Thanks all for your patience.
Again, thank you all. And huge thanks for our partner, No Here Launchpad. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. It's been an absolute pleasure. And best of luck we've got a request, a late request coming in. So we'll see if we can just let's see if we can get this person up for one last question. So otherwise we will close out. That's really weird. Okay, I don't know what is going on this morning.
I think there's a problem with joining, and I had the same problem too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because we had to do that twice. And I know we've had three speakers who I've pressed approve, and they've popped up, and then they've literally dropped off. The one thing I always do say as well, and obviously if you're new to speaking on Spaces, you can listen on a desktop, no problem at all. But if you're trying to join to speak at this point in time, Twitter doesn't allow you to speak via desktop. I'm sure at some point they will fix that, because it seems like a really obvious I'd much rather be speaking on desktop. It's I've got my phone at my side and my desktop open with everything else. It will be so much better if it was all on one. But not to worry. So apologies to the speaker who attempted to step up, and indeed to two speakers earlier. Obviously, proof of the pudding is we've all managed to get up and speak, so it does work. It just seems a little bit ruggy today, which is a pain with Spaces. But just to reiterate, pop in the Discord, go on to the Terra Astro's Twitter. Ask your questions, and obviously this is a project that is only just getting started. There's a great future ahead, a really interesting concept, not only with the lottery, but the building the foundations with the DAO. And I really like your inspiration from Flamingo DAO as well. I think that's really really great kind of aspirational project to look at in terms of where to go next. So wish you all well. Thank you ever so much. Really enjoyed this. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone. And thank you for all the listeners who are joining. And as always, thank you to Terra Spaces, who are brilliant. They will edit out all the pauses and put a really nice, clean version of this out for the people to enjoy. So have a good, safe rest of your day. And thanks again.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terra Astro's AMA, hosted by Super Terra, recorded on Saturday, May 7th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay. Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room. Sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years, often hit the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio. Trying to keep it well lit, like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements. Of course, we're tripping balls. Handed reports it. The latest proof ain't a way to move. Change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy always gets the best of me. When I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big drip aristocrats, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hit the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move. Chase a view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Terra Spaces.